"This is my real home." Gene immediately walked to section F319, where her favorite series, Ophelia's Library, resided. Ophelia was a young girl who owned her own library and went on imaginary adventures with the characters she read about in her books. Gene adored Ophelia. So free Ophelia was, so spectacular her life was. Gene ran her fingers across the leather bindings of each book, but stopped when she heard the sound of footsteps dragging on the carpet floor. Closer, closer, closer. A pale white girl with green eyes met eye to eye with Gene across a small gap above the tops of the books in the bookshelf. "Hello there. Would you like to go on an adventure with me?" The girl came around to Jean's side of the shelf. She wore a long white sundress draped down to the top of her purple rain boots, which Jean immediately recognized. "Today we'll be going with Mr. and Mrs. Cumberland." An old man and woman dressed in long trench coats, leather shoes, and matching fur hats came out from the aisle behind Jean. The old man and lady greeted her with a polite smile. "Mr. and Mrs. Cumberland?" Jean looked puzzled. "Ophelia? Who else could it be, silly? Now let's go find out what's in store. Close your eyes and count to four." Jean closed her eyes and counted. When she opened them, she was in a completely different world, a thick jungle with giant illuminated mushrooms and trees as high as the eye could see. "This way, silly." Jean followed Ophelia and Mr. and Mrs. Cumberland trail behind. If this was a dream, Jean never wanted to wake up. She touched one of the glowing mushrooms and thousands of luminous spores floated up. "Run, run, run. Don't get caught or the adventure will end," Ophelia said, turning around and gleefully skipped away into the jungle depths. Jesse noticed four yellow circles peering through some shrubbery. What in the world? Two black jaguar-like beasts emerged from the shadows, fur gleaming like polished leather in the moonlight. In a flash, they pounced on the Cumberlands. Jean could hear the sound of bones cracking and tender flesh being chewed. Mr. Cumberland? Miss Cumberland? Jean stumbled backwards and landed on the jungle floor, fixated on the half-eaten corpses still twitching with life. One of the black beasts looked back at Jean, snarling a beastly snarl, and began making its way towards her, pieces of flesh still lodged between its fangs. "Oh, oh, Ophelia! Ophelia!" Jean covered her eyes and shut her ears. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, she whispered. Jean thought of her parents, their warm smiles, how her mother had made her chocolate pancakes that morning, and how she had refused to eat them because they were too sweet. "I want to go home." When Jean finally opened her eyes, she was back in the library, sitting in aisle F319. Warm tears ran down her face, and an eerie silence filled the empty library. Jean picked herself up and ran past the now unfamiliar aisles through a red mahogany door and up the staircase which she had came from. The floor at the top of the stairs looked identical to the basement floor. Perhaps she had taken the wrong exit. Jean found her way to another red mahogany door on the other end of the room and made her way up the stairs, only to find the exact same result. "I want to go home now." Jean walked past row after row after row of identical aisles until something caught her eye, an aisle that read F319. Jean heard the sound of footsteps dragging on the carpet floor, closer, closer, closer.